RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we've been talking about the end. We've been talking about Enron. Mark in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hi, good morning, Enron. Gwyneth. Good morning, Vincent. Hey, you know, I was in Missouri in 2016. I was, you know, it may kind of sound strange, but God does lead me places, and sometimes I don't know why, but then later on I find out. And I was there in Kirksville, Missouri, living on Baltimore Street in this building, and there was this power station. It used to be an old Walmart store there. It became another type of farm implement store. And they were starting to overhaul this this entire structure for that they had Enron did, and they brought in big crane, and they brought in this platform, this semi trailer. It's probably like about 45 feet long, and it had a power plant on it, and it was closer to the building, but the substation was already too close to the building. It should have never been. I don't know if the substation was there first or if the building, because I'm not from that area. So anyway, they brought this power plant in, and it was even closer to the building. And I just had a premonition from the Holy Spirit that I needed to call Enron. So I found out, you know, that their headquarters were in St. Louis, even though their Enron is really out of Chicago, but it's called Enron, Missouri. And I called them up, and I said, and I didn't even know that my neighbor had a pacemaker, but I didn't know both my neighbors on the third floor had pacemakers. One was on, lived right next to me, and the other one was kind of like an L shape of the hallway there. And so one door, and then make the L, make the turn, and then two doors down was a woman who was a retired nurse, and she was probably in her 70s. And so, and she had a pacemaker, I found out later, but I called them run up in Missouri and St. Louis, and I said, you know, we have people in our building that have pacemakers. And I said, this power plant, the substation is giving off an EMF frequency already, and now you bought a power plant in here, and it's even closer to the building. And I said, if you don't get that out of here, I said, people are going to die. I just had this premonition. And there were people that were doing construction in the building that were there to revamping the entire building, and I actually told them about this. And about probably a week and a half later, I walked out my door, and my neighbor, who was probably first time that I really actually talked to him, I said to him, I said, do you feel anything really weird in your body? Because I could feel it in my body, and I knew it was affecting me. But and he said no, and I said, well, I said, do you have a pacemaker? And he said yes. And then he told me, and then I asked him, I said, well, do you know that, you know, an EMF frequency can, you know, kill you with a pacemaker? Do you know what's going on with it? And he said, well, I'm not worried about it. And he said, well, you know, it's, he said he thought he was shielded. He thought his new pacemaker had some type of shielding. And I said, you know, I didn't want to argue with him or nothing. Or so anyway, he was walking down to the Dollar General store, and I asked him if I could give him a ride, and that was the last time I seen him, because a week later he died.
Was his name Freddie? Was his name Freddie?
No, No, his name was not Freddie. He, I don't remember his name right now.
I thought his name was Blind Freddie. It's just one more example. One more example of the GDP, the generally dumb public. So here's a guy, you're telling him about electromagnetic frequencies, and he's not worried about it. He's not worried. Oh, I'm not worried about it. What an idiot. What an idiot. I'm sorry to say it that way. What an idiot. Let me say it a different way. What an idiot. You know, class, seriously, what Mark is talking about is absolutely positively true. Here's an experiment you can try. You can go and get a 4-foot or an 8-foot fluorescent light bulb, okay? The kind that you used to see in supermarkets, a shop light, you know, not LED, fluorescent. You can take that and you can walk under, and you might want to scout out the area, you know, in the daytime. But at night, you can take that, maybe do it when there's a full moon so you can see where you're going. Take that fluorescent light bulb and hold it parallel with your hand in the center of it. Okay, don't touch the ends. Hold it with your hand in the center of it, parallel to the power lines above you. So if you're willing to stand underneath the power lines for a few seconds, hold that fluorescent light bulb the same direction as the power lines are going, and guess what's going to happen? It's going to light up. Now, how is that possible that that fluorescent light bulb will light up without having any wires or electricity physically attached to it, you know, with wires, without a ballast? Because fluorescent lighting requires a ballast transformer. Okay? It's going to light up because of the electromagnetic radiation in the air under the power lines.
Activates the noble gases within the tube.
That's exactly right.
And makes them glow.
That's exactly right. So what I'm saying is, if you think that, nah, there's nothing to it, you can prove it yourself. Go ahead.
Well, I wound up leaving that building in the middle of January. I think it was like January 20th. I just packed up and I took off, but it killed three people. You know, and I went to I went to the city of Kirksville. Enron just totally ignored it. And so I called Enron back up after, my neighbor had died, and they were recording everything. You know, it's because they're part of their, you know, what they do. And so anyway, I wasn't rude to the woman that answered because she was just a secretary. But I said, do you have the, you know, the conversation on your computer? And I said, can you play it back so we can listen to it? And she did. And now I want to tell you that my neighbor's dead because you didn't listen to what I told you. And then after that, there were two other people. The woman who was a nurse, it almost killed her. It didn't kill her at that time. I don't know if she's still alive now, but at that time she was all right. She survived the what happened, and she told me about it and about seeing her doctor and everything. And it killed my neighbor and it killed two other people down below because of the three story. And they just totally ignored it. They just made me out to be, paranoid or whatever. And the city of Kirksville just ignored it too. And I really felt bad when I left because all these people were just in this situation where they just couldn't get up and leave like I could.
That's a very valid point that you make, and let's put an exclamation point on that. So let's say you live in an apartment complex, and there are 16 units in that apartment complex. There are 16 electric meters that are somewhere, that are associated with that apartment complex. There are probably 16 Wi-Fi routers. There are probably 16 or 32 cell phones. There are probably 16 computers connected via Wi-Fi, all in that apartment complex, 16 smart meters. And not all of these apartments are built out of concrete blocks. Many apartments are built to the cheapest standards possible. Heck, you know, who cares? Who cares? They're just tenants. They can pay the extra utilities, the heat that's wasted through the walls, the ceilings, the windows. Who cares, right? That's the mentality of the builders and the landlords. They don't care. They don't care.
Yeah.
So you are absolutely right. They're, the people who are in apartments, it's tough. It's really tough. And if they have that, they have that apartment that's next to the transformer and the smart meters, they get it the most. As a matter of fact, I was talking with one of our instructors. She lives in Chicago. And she said she was moving and knew we were talking about when she was going to come on the air with me. This is years ago. You know, hey, when are you coming on the air again next? And she said, well, I'm moving and after I'm done moving. So I talked to her and she said, you know, Vinny, there's this hum right next to my apartment. I can't stand the sound of it. I said, wow, it sounds like you have the apartment right next to the transformer for that entire building. And then she checked it out, and yeah, she did. So she moved. But her concern was not the electromagnetic radiation, but the 60-cycle hum. Along with the electromagnetic radiation is the 60-cycle hum. So you get both in many cases. But the one that's really, really dangerous is the electromagnetic frequencies that Mark and Gwyneth are talking about. You're absolutely right, Mark. Anything else you want to add to this?
Well, you know, there's one thing about the 5G. What I really believe the 5G is, it's fiber optics that are mounted. Most of the time they're buried too, but they're on the telephone poles. And if you just see, you know, cables going through the air with fiber optics, each telephone pole is like an antenna. And I don't know how far they're spaced apart. But
that is how they're installing it.
You really don't have
YouTube videos. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're putting them on top of every utility pole. And you will not be able to get away from it. And that's why I say, if you are in the cities now, if you're even in a little country town now, you need to move. And you need to get a block of land out in the country. And at the moment, it doesn't even matter if you move on in there on a tent or in a you know, mobile trailer, camping trailer, caravan trailer, what we would call them in Australia. You need to get out of the city now.
Right. Hold that thought.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. And I don't have a link anymore to Gwyneth Isaacs' web presence. Gwyneth, how would you like that information to get out? Because I took down our website, USA Prepares.
If people want to find me, they can search for me on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and in their little search bar type in Gwyneth Isaacs, and it should come up with my name. I'm pretty well the only one I know of on Facebook with that name. And you'll know it's me because there will be a masquerade mask as my little thumbnail. And if you go to my page, there'll be the photo with the highwayman at the top. And that's me. It's really interesting. I want to go into the reason why I've chosen this particular theme. It originated late last year because I had the ghosts of two of my past life selves show up here at this house. They left photos on my cell phone, on my son's cell phone, and I've published those on the internet, and I work as a psychic, and so sometimes I have to have dealings with ghosts. Okay, I grew up in a haunted house, and the ghost world is real. Okay, the world of spirits is real, It's just not debatable. Anyway, they showed up, and I asked them, why are you here? And they said, Catherine Ferris in particular answers, and she says, the red coats are coming. And I said, all right, okay. And about 2 weeks after she said that, I saw a photo on the internet, and it was a protest that was being held in Melbourne, and the Victoria Police in Melbourne have a new department that they have initiated, and they are called the Public Order Response Team. And they don't wear regular blue team uniforms. You'll never guess what colour their uniforms are, Vincent.
Please tell us, the Public Order Response Team. The Public Order Response Team.
Victoria Police Public Order Response Team. Type it into Google and you will see their uniforms. They have red uniforms with white reflective stripes in an X shape across the front and across the back. Or across the back, you know, I forget. But they look like modern red coats. And they are here because the Victoria Police knows that this is all going down, and it's going down really, really, really soon. And Lady Catherine lived a little bit before the red coats were instituted. When she was alive, they were roundheads and not red coats, because she was killed 1 month after Charles II was crowned. Okay. But she knows, she's been watching from the spirit world for hundreds of years, and she has seen the red coats. They are bad, bad news. And I believe that it is not an accident that the Victoria Police have chosen this particular uniform. And I believe that if they are doing it, that other police departments all over the world are going to be doing it. And people need to be warned. And, the George Wilson version of this is that the police are the Admiralty and they're not your friends. Okay? That's his take on it. Catherine Ferris does not call them police. She calls them the red coats. And she says they're coming. And they are hostile, and we all need to be very, very much on our guard. They are the enemy.
Let's look it up. Public Order Response Team. Look at the images. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled U.S. House Judiciary Panel is at this hour considering a contempt of Congress citation for Attorney General Bill Barr and the entire Justice Department. The department having declined to honor a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
The administration has announced, loud and clear, that it does not recognize Congress as a co-equal branch of government with independent constitutional oversight authority.
That's the Democratic chairman of the panel, Gerald Nadler. Meanwhile, the top Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says of the latest Democratic efforts,
what a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
The White House accusing the Democratic-controlled panel of blatant abuse of power by seeking the full report with a subpoena. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear. Or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, I am looking at images right now of the Victoria Police Public Order Response Team. These guys and gals are equipped for very special warfare. They have black boots, black battle dress slacks on, or uniform, or costume, black shirts, red vests. They have shields. They have the kind of shields in size that the Vikings used for hand-to-hand combat. They have these round shields.
They're translucent. They're called bucklers. They're carrying bucklers. They're round
shields. They have helmets that...
Yeah.
Yes. They have thicker helmet padding than you would have on a motorcycle. These are the kind of helmets that can take an impact from a baseball bat. These guys and gals, mostly guys,
they're
look
soldiers.
Menacing.
They're no longer police.
They look menacing. And they have padding. We'll call it armor. They have armor on their legs, starting at their ankles and working their way up past their knees. They've got these flexible joints for padding above their knees. I can't really see in this particular picture if it goes all the way to their waist or not. Yes. Then for their arms, they've got black gloves, thick gloves. They've got paddings for their forearms. They have padding for their upper arms. They've got padding for their shoulders. They've got body armor on their chest and back and sides. These guys are only exposed from their neck to their chin. That's it. These guys are ready
sunglasses.
For us.
They wear dark, right. dark sunglasses. You cannot see their eyes. And you know something? As far as I'm concerned, there is very, very little difference between the sunglasses that, you know, the other team is wearing and a highwayman's mask. And I believe
right.
that they serve the same function to obscure their eyes, to form a disguise.
And,
I think
yes.
that every police
and,
officer ought to be banned from wearing sunglasses that obscure their eyes. They hate it when we do it. They shouldn't be allowed to do it either.
And they're,
if they
have
need to
radios?
Wear sunglasses, you can get UV blocking sunglasses that do not obscure your eyes these days,
mm-hmm.
that have a very, very light tint.
They have two-way radios. They have automatic weapons. They have these three-quarter, as I would refer to them, actually, I would refer to these full-face motorcycle helmets, except they don't have the part that covers the chin, so I'd say they're three-quarters, but they're more than three-quarters. They're like 80% coverage. And they have face shields built into the helmets. The only thing that's exposed is from their chin down their neck. That's all that's exposed. Now, in the back, the neck is covered with this flexible armor on the helmet. These guys look menacing. And I see eight of them carrying this woman in a dress or a skirt. Eight.
Yeah, they do.
These.
They carry off protesters. I've seen films of them. And they have this V formation where they march, you know, shoulder to shoulder through the middle of a, protest. And they break it up. And they make trouble. And these guys first appeared in the public eye that I saw. Okay, they may have been around before then, but I first saw them at a protest at St Kilda Road, which was basically Aussies being Aussies, saying we're fed up with all these Sudanese people coming in and destroying our country and robbing our houses and carjacking our cars and raping our woman and stealing our kids' cell phones. But they're Aussies and they can't walk around in the middle of an Aussie city, you know. And they said, we're fed up with it and we've had enough. And they were, they were barbecue, you know, barbecue and beer type Aussies, redneck Aussies, if that makes sense. It's just, it's absolutely, it was mind-blowing for me because this was only about 2 weeks after I'd had this message from Lady Catherine to watch out, the redcoats are coming. That's why I'm here. she said that's why she was here, was because the Redcoats were coming. And she was here to warn me, and she was here to help me get ready. And what help me get ready means, I don't quite know yet. Okay? But I think that a lot of it, I think that about 90% of it is just awareness and epigenetic triggering. Okay? To be able to know what to do when certain circumstances arise.
I'm looking at the Darth Vader costume. If you take away the
cape... Yeah, that's what they look like, with a red vest on.
If you take away the cape, that's pretty much what you've got.
And put a red vest on them.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. At that, these guys mean business. And I saw them, and I was like, oh, my God. That's what she was talking about.
And you know, the Australian Mounted Police in Victoria.
Yeah,
they got horses.
That's the other one.
Yeah.
That just about is terrifying, and they work hand in fist with the public order response team. These guys are setting up as an army. That's what's happening here in Victoria, and I need to warn everybody that this is coming to a village near you. And this is why I'm saying, get out of the cities now.
These
people are setting up as an army.
These guys have the same costume, the same kinds of padding. They've got vests on. They've got helmets on with visors. Their horses have, I would say, from the hoof upward, they have padding. So the horses don't get hurt. Now, nobody wants to hurt the horse. Nobody. But these guys are obviously expecting that their horses are going to get hurt, and they want to, you know, I guess when they trample us with their horses, they don't want their horses to be injured. But the horses have helmets on. The horses have helmets on. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to say this again, okay? A horse in the hands of a soldier is a weapon. They can be trained to rear on command. They can be trained to buck on command. They can be trained to paw on demand. They can be trained to trample on demand. They are a weapon. They can be trained to spin 180 degrees on command, no matter who's standing there. And they can be trained to swing 360 degrees on command, no matter who's standing there. And believe me, when you are standing next to a beast which weighs 500 kilograms and it suddenly swings into your body, unless you can have the sense to jump out of the way really quickly, you are going to get trampled. Okay? And if it's a tight crowd and that horse is in the middle of the tight crowd and its rider commands it to do a 180 or a 360 spin and, you know, there's a crowd pressing around it, everybody who is pressing against that horse is going to get trampled. A horse is a weapon. Under such circumstances. And it's been known for hundreds or thousands of years. Horses have been used as a weapon, and this is what they're doing. This is very, very serious. These people are lining up for war. And anyone with any sense in town, anywhere in Victoria, get out now. It's going to get bad really, really soon. It's going to get bad within the next 6 to 12 months. They are getting ready. They are lining up with their horses, with their uniforms, with their dark glasses. Okay? And it's, you know, I'm just so glad that I am not in the eye of it.
I'm looking at some of these I'm looking at some of these costumes that these guys are wearing, and there's an image, and I can't give you the link because I don't have a website that's up and running. I've taken it down, but I see guys with handguns.
If you send me a link, I'll post it on my Facebook.
Well, all you have to do, class, is type in Public Order Response Team, Public Order Response Team, and click on images. And you will see these, and these could be your neighbors. These could be your friends. I hope not, but they could be. They show a guy, a couple of these helmeted, uniformed, body-armored guys grinding with their elbow this person they're arresting's face into the pavement. They're using this guy's face as lubricant.
These are peaceful protesters, by the way. These have mostly been, they've hardly been attacking the left-wing crowd at all. They've been attacking, the Aussie barbecue redneck bogan.
And these guys, the ones that carry just pistols, I'm not talking about the automatic rifle type guys, the guys with just the handguns, between 4 and 5 18-round magazines extra on their vest, extra ones. They're ready for war.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions.
Instruction that matters.
At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth isn't kidding, class. In Australia, the villagers have been disarmed for the most part, but the police have been increasing their arsenal. They have extendable batons, riot shields, body armor, capsaicin spray, tasers, semi-automatic pistols, and they still think that's not enough. They have a new generation of gun. It's a 40-millimeter launcher that fires a round. It's a hard squash ball type round that hits with the power of a serious punch at roughly 150, 160 feet. Police are being trained with...
Oh, they have live rounds, too.
Yes.
Every Australian cop carries live rounds.
Right. This is in addition to
45
that.
Caliber, I believe it is.
The police are being trained with handheld weapons, a Stinger grenade that rolls along the ground and explodes and releases 9 rubber projectiles, waist high to about 15 or 16 feet. There's a sound, a flash detonation device that emits a noise, light, smoke, a seriously big capsaicin bomb. That is, that's like pepper. Extreme.
Capsicum.
Yes, pepper. Awful. Awful. If you're in that area where they deploy this. This is what they have. They have guns that shoot that kind of pepper. And it is so dangerous that they only use it in prisons because they're afraid what it would do if it were released on the public. This is serious stuff that we're talking about. And that's, we haven't talked about the sound weapons yet. And these guys, when they show up, they show up with these armored vehicles. They have sprays that are sprayed. They have foam sprays. Who knows what's in these things? And they're all being paid for.
And by the way, if they show up to your land, okay, they will show up 6 and 8 and 10 at a time in multiple vehicles. Okay? And they are very, very intimidating. And I know that because I've actually faced them down on my own land. The Victoria Police. They came up my driveway and their idea was that they were going to try and force me off my land. Okay? And I stood 1 inch from this cop's face and shouted at him, "Get off my land!" At that sort of volume. I don't want to, it was probably actually louder than that. But, you know, this is what we are dealing with here. They are coming up in cars to people's land, 3 and 4 cop cars, you know, 6 and 8 and more people, police, coming up and trying to force people off their land. This is what we're facing. It's happened to me. And it turned out that God was with me, the Holy Spirit was with me, and I won. And that was over a year ago now. And I'm still here. I'm still on my land. You know, what they're doing is totally fraudulent. It's totally evil. It really, really is. They have gone beyond criminal. They are now a hostile military force. They've fallen out.
Gwyneth, I wanted to respond to something that you mentioned about YouTube and the views and how they're lopping off zeros. We only receive about 200 to 300 views, maybe a little bit more sometimes, for USA Preparers on the Ron Gibson channel. And what are they doing to make sure that you don't pay attention to that? Well, Ron Gibson, with my permission and GCN's permission, has stripped out the commercials, puts it on YouTube. And what does YouTube do? They add nine commercials. And people say to us,
up to 24
commercials.
In that hour and 10 minutes.
They're trying to.
I've sent up to 24. They're doubling up.
They're trying to destroy USA Preparers every way they can. Every way they can. And so, what's our response? Well, website's down, email's down, phone line's down, YouTube views are down. They're doing everything. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us.
God bless you all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes,